All right, welcome everyone to the North Star Lake Parks and Arts, Parks Trails Arts and Recreation Advisory Board meeting. Today is January 28th, 6 p.m. Bear with me as it's my first time running this show.
Huzzah, new chair,
yeah,
yay!
A few things in the administrative updates. Some new board members. I don't see him here yet. Ron Gordon.
He's not going to be here.
But he's still on the board.
Yes.
Okay. Just not today.
He just said I can't come today.
Okay.
Is he in the legislature?
Is he
a legislator?
He's a lawyer for the state.
General counsel for the governor.
Oh, okay.
So it's not.
Maybe that's what he said.
Yeah, at least.
Great.
He's also a former city council member.
Yeah, that's right.
For the city.
Oh, he is.
I didn't put those two together.
He's also married to Natalie Gordon, current city council member.
Right. Well, that's great. Yeah. So he is joining our board. He was the appointment of, do you know?
I think his wife.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That's
really funny. And then Elisa will be departing us. She has been appointed to the Planning Commission. So
that happened just last Tuesday. That was a quick,
yeah,
quick decision, quick turnaround.
Bittersweet for us.
It's very bittersweet,
yeah,
for me as well.
Yeah.
My heart is in Parks and Arts.
Yeah.
But congratulations,
yeah,
that's a nice new...
Thank you. I'm excited to do it. Their meeting is at the exact same time as this meeting. Well, it starts at
6:30,
so...
Yeah. So, thank you, Elise, for all the hard work that you've done.
Thank you. And I'm not
here
disappearing. I'm going to attend all the events, and any questions that you have about events, I can still order kites, like, I can take assignments and do stuff, and I will be there that day if you need help as well.
Perfect. Great.
True for all of the events.
Thank you, Elise. And then... Another note, I got a message this morning from Naomi, who will no longer be on the board. She said that after thinking it through with her family, she won't be able to continue on with us. So she's also off. And I chatted with Ryan also this morning, so he said he'll be communicating that with the council and working on getting that. So we'll have two spots open on the board.
Well, Ron, I think, is filling my spot. So
oh, it's
one.
Your spot?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay. So it's one
did
spot.
Did we have an open spot still? I can't
one,
remember.
Two, three,
well, who
four.
Was the other gentleman from Foxborough who
Ryan,
who was
Ryan.
Who was
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
but
he's still
going to China
that
or
he wasn't
five?
Able to.
Five?
Yeah, so
six,
is his spot open
six,
too?
Okay. So all five councilmembers
yeah.
Made
yeah,
the
that
yeah.
Was the that
okay.
Was the spot that Ron filled was Brian's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So two.
So we do have two.
Okay, so if you know anyone, I will also send people.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Any suggestions, pass on. Ryan says that he will have one appointment, and he said... Let's see.
Is Naomi
so
Ryan's appointment then?
I was.
Or you were.
Yeah, so Ryan will fill Elisa's spot, and then he said he'll find out who Naomi's appointment was. Something to keep in mind? All right. So that's as far as the board goes. That's what's happening. Next on the agenda is the annual board report to City Council. And that's something that Elisa will be...
Yes. So this is something new that we're doing for the first time, which I think is a great advancement for the board. At the start of the new year, the chair is going to go to City Council during an open council meeting and report on what the board did for the year. So it's just kind of a high-level overview of what has happened. I think it will educate the council members about what we do and just provide some awareness.
And it was decided to be best to do it during a council.
Yes, so the plan is in the fall, have the chair and probably chair-elect attend a work session.
Okay.
And that will be some of the like more detailed problem solving. And then this is just a more simple review in the council. Like I don't anticipate it'll be more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's not going to be long. The work session, though, I mean, you were there. That was
yep.
A lot longer. So plan for that in the fall. And then also, Manuel will be doing this next year. So I wanted to tell this group what my plan is for that presentation and then have you share with me any ideas of what else you would want me to report on. The first thing I'm going to include in that report is just an overview of the board members. I think we have had such a great group. I think everybody here brings a unique expertise, and I'm really proud of that. So I want to highlight that. And then I'm going to talk about the commitment that the board members do, like the hours that you're volunteering for the year. So that's the first section. Second section is going to be the events. I'm going to do a quick high-level overview of each of the events. I can get this content from our meeting minutes and things that I just know about the events, but I'm going to talk about people that attended, some of our goals, some of the changes we did for this year, and if those paid off. And then the third thing is some of our public works decisions that we did for this last year. And I'll get those from the meeting minutes as well. But I would like to know from this group, but especially from you guys, what would you say were the decisions we made for public works that were the most like impactful or that you were happy that we could sound in on those? Like we did the turf. What other? We did the fence at Mathis Park.
Yeah, those two. And then I think obviously just where we're almost to with Palmquist.
Yeah. So we did a lot of like consulting and discussion
and
about that.
Tunnel Springs lights.
Tunnel Springs lights. The pond, which we didn't do anything with.
But we deliberately elected not to. It was a deliberation and it was a choice. All right, I said turf, Palmquist lights, pond. There was one more that I just, the fence at Mathis. Okay. Anything else that you think should go in this report that you would want the council members to know about what we do here and where we spend our time? Ryan, anything else you think I should put in there?
We talked about the lights up at Tunnel Springs. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we had like 12 discussions on dark parks.
And I think it is important to report on, these are things that we have in works, even though we made no decisions. We're talking about, we talked about rec programs. No decisions were made, didn't move forward with any of those. But I think that that...
I would add pickleball to that list. We debated which location to put it, and pros and cons, and then presented and said, hey, if we're going to do it, we would do it here, or you could put it in Hatch, and kind of let the city council discuss that. And so that was definitely like a hard debate.
Okay. Anything else you want the council members to know? Anything you want me to tell them? This year, look for this new thing. Like, here's our last year, and now this year, this look for this thing. Anything that with that?
Palmquist decision, I think, right?
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things I brought up last meeting was just our proactive involvement with the parks and like going out each month and visiting the parks and coming back with feedback. That could be something to look forward to.
One question that I had is about the Summer Trail Series, and I might not still be here when we get to that part. I anticipate all of these events we did last year are going to be on the calendar again this year. The only one, because this was new last year, is the Summer Trail Series. Do you anticipate that you're going to do that again this year?
Yeah.
Okay. We're anticipating all the same events. We're going to be, you know, perfecting and fine-tuning those, but not at this plan. We're not adding any new events.
Yep.
Anything else from Master Course? You want me to say?
It's just getting bigger and better.
It is. It's really impressive. Okay, thank you. That's it.
All right.
If any of you want to come to that, it's the February 4th City Council meeting, you're welcome to be there, and I'll recognize you in the audience. I'd love to have you there. It'll be, I don't know when in the agenda, but it's not going to be a really long presentation.
Second item. After
second item, so come on.
We have a Rocky Mountain Power presentation, which is extremely captivating, I'm sure, but they'll be about 15 or 20 minutes and then it'll be you guys.
Okay, so if anyone would like to join us, well, please do.
Thanks.
All
right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Let us know if anything else comes up.
Thanks, I might still come to these meetings sometimes.
Great. Awesome. Any other questions on that?
So I would just make a note that we will also have the resolution that amends the resolution that created
right.
the board. So I'm working on a draft right now for that, and maybe I can get that around to everybody. But not super complicated, but I'd probably like to have everybody review it before we put it in council materials.
That just clarifying the role of the council?
Yeah. And adding things like, you know, that you're going to go do site visits and make recommendations on park improvements and repair.
I'm not going to review event plans.
Some of the things, you know, that you've been doing, so.
So we talked about this in the fall, but when we went to that work session, we reviewed the original resolution that created this board and just highlighted, like, we're really not doing some of these things, and I'm not really sure that's in the scope of what we want to be doing. So what Ken's talking about is eliminating those things from the resolution and then maybe adding in some things that we do to make it fit better with exactly what the board is doing.
So I apologize, I haven't sent it around yet, but
that's okay.
We'll get it done.
And I feel like if that's not ready for next week, it's okay. If that comes later in the year, I think that's okay.
That's a good, it would be good to do it next council meeting when you're there.
Sure.
But we'll see how much progress we can make.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Sweet. Okay. Next up, we have the North Salt Lake Recreation, and Julie's here
awesome.
To help talk us through that.
Yeah.
And we met with Ryan, myself, and Julie last month, or early this month. We kind of talked through this, and we decided it'd be great to bring it to the full committee to discuss.
Good.
So, yeah.
I'm excited to be here. I know not everyone knows me, but my name's Julie McLaughlin, and I'm one of the recreation directors. Kristen Robinson is also a director, but she lives in Idaho. So we worked together, and we wanted to just come together and talk to you guys a little bit about what we do and try to understand a little bit more about what Parks and Arts does, because I think we've been pretty separated for a long time. And the only reason like we really know about activity, like certain activities that you guys do, is because we get phone calls all the time. They're like, hey, what? Tell me about the Kite Festival. And we're like, wrong person. Call, I don't know who. And so I just think for a long time there's been a gap between recreation and parks and arts. We'd really like to fill that gap. And in doing that, you know, coming to all these meetings, just so we're filled in and you guys are filled in and we can support each other. You know, there's things that we have, and, you know, if you needed help with something, that we could help you, you could help us. And then we kind of know we're all on the same page. You guys know what events are coming up. We know what events are coming up, and we can. And so when people call, we're like, yes, we know what that is, instead of like, yeah, call someone else. So that's a big reason why we wanted to just get together and talk. So I'm just going to go through a little bit. This is just a really simple, just tell you guys a little bit about what we have done this year. I guess arrows, right? Okay, so we, 2019, spring 2019, North Salt Lake Recreation started our very first soccer league. So we have been really excited about this. This has been a great thing for our community. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about that summer recreation program that we do every summer, and the North Salt Lake Liberty Fest 5K. And this was something that we kind of got asked to do like a month before. So we're excited, like we're going to continue to do it, and we hope to just get better at it as we move forward. Okay, so soccer. Soccer has been great. We started this league. We wanted to do it because we felt like it was a need in our community, that we had gotten a lot of requests from parents. And so what we did is we took a couple classes out of our recreation year, and so we could budget this, and we ran our soccer league. So we found a couple sponsors to help us with this. We had the Land of Frost sponsor, and also Jimmy John's. So in 2009, or our spring league, we had 114 participants. In the fall only, we have, so now we're offering it for fall and spring, and so that's why it said there was only 14 in the fall. So that total was 88 participants, which went down a little bit, but there's also football going on and other recreation activities. And then spring, we just barely opened, and so registration is just starting. So this has been a really exciting thing for our community, and I know Lisa and Ryan can make it a little bit more exciting than I can probably. But they have been so great, and that's kind of how I've known a little bit more about Parks and Arts, is through them. They both, their kids have done the league, and it's been a really fun thing. So that's soccer.
How does this, the sponsorship and the registrations that you're getting, how does that compare with the cost of running the program? Is it paying for itself, or is it not
yes.
right there? It's paying
we,
for itself?
Yes, if not a little bit more. We probably made a little bit, but this past year, we started it. So we had to get all the equipment, the balls, the different things that, but in the years to come, we think we'll only make money on it, which will help with the summer recreation program. Not that we're going to be making tons and tons of money on soccer, but it meets the needs of the community, and so it's been a really great thing.
And we don't do these things to be fundraisers.
Right.
We do them to be community service.
Right.
So
right.
that's
And so,
so
people have the option to sign up for fall only? Is that what that
yes.
is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So we had a couple that were like, we're not going to be here. We're moving in, or we're moving out.
Sure.
And so we did have that option. Yeah.
So just to add,
yeah.
So of the 102 participants in fall, because there's the 14 and the 88
right.
fall spring, right? And then 114. But when you divide that up, a lot of the teams are like 6 players to a team. And
mm-hmm.
so when you're thinking about the amount of teams, it was actually quite a bit of teams. And so then the fun thing was is that when spring soccer was on or when fall soccer was on, all of the parks were alive with these soccer practices. And so even like the small pocket parks in Foxborough, like you'd drive by to go visit a neighbor or do something, and there'd be like 8 cars there and, you know, several families, and then siblings are all playing at the park, and it was like all of the parks were alive during spring.
Teams were practicing.
And during fall, because the teams were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew, like, my neighborhood stacked them up because all the parents were calling each other, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to practice at 6. Can you come at 6:30? And then we'll have the other team at 7 so that, like, the family can just be there for an hour and all the kids can practice. So we had 2 different teams practicing the same time at our park when we'd practice. And so it just, like, came alive, which I think also was a really nice benefit.
And then Ryan requests to get every neighbor to be on his team, and that's fun to sort out through. Like, no,
just,
you can't be on Ryan's team. Sorry, it's full.
Just know everybody.
He's kind of a big deal around here.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay. Summer recreation. A lot of you know about our summer recreation classes, so there's not a whole lot on summer recreation right now. We just wanted you guys to know that we offer 13 classes. This year we had 826 registrations. We employ about 25 to 30 teachers in the community. And so we cut a few classes to be able to start our soccer league this year.
How do those enrollments match the expense? Are they well matched, or what does that
no.
look like? And that's
we,
okay. So
yeah,
the city is
so
putting more money in than what they're getting in registrations.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's
yes.
fine.
Yes.
I don't think these things are supposed to be fundraisers.
No,
so.
I think the more leagues that, if we were to do more leagues, they're going to pay for themselves a little bit more so because of the employees that we hire. So we're spending a lot of our money in employing people in our community. So
how does that number compare with previous years? Has
the
it been
800
growth?
And,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have grown every year. This, I think we had actually last year, in 2018, we had 950 registrations, but I think because we cut down on some of our classes and allowed soccer, that also cut on some of the participants. So we are down a little bit, but it's about the same. I mean, this program, when we first started, because I've done this for like 15 years, and so I was here like when they used to do like the paper registrations, and we'd come in and they'd like have a line out the door. And so from there, like it's a huge step. Like we used to get like 200 participants,
yeah.
and now we're like getting, you know, like in 2018 we're close to 1,000. We're like, ah, oh, this is awesome. So it's been a really great thing.
What's the requirement to be an instructor in the summer recreation? What do you have to, like, you have to be 16?
14.
You have to be 14?
So 14 years old, and that just changed because of hiring was kind of crazy for a while.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we get a lot of first-time ever employees. And so, yeah.
First job,
Julie,
for
a lot of them.
So,
really cool.
And they work maybe 10 hours a week?
Yep,
like
so
that.
It's very, very part-time, and just
very
depending on what they teach. And
yeah.
And we just run Monday through Thursday, so we're off Fridays. And so it's a very, you know, they come 8 o'clock in the morning, and they leave by noon. So it's a really good first job for a lot of those teenagers. And I feel like it's filling that gap where it's like, well, what do teenagers do when they're 14? You know, they have to wait till they're 16 to get a job, but they're home all summer. And so this has been, like, a really great thing for a lot of employees to, like, feel like they have something to do, but they're still up at noon and can go do other things with their friends. Or.
Yeah.
And the classes are held throughout the city, not just here?
They're all held at Hatch Park.
Okay.
So we run them all through Hatch Park.
And it runs for 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah, so we do 3 weeks in June, 3 weeks in July, 6 weeks total.
Do very many of the teachers, very many of them part of our
Youth Council?
Yes. So we actually just started that last year. Like, I will go in before we hire, and I'll just tell them a little bit about it and just to see who's interested. And that, like, we had so many applications this year.
More than you needed?
Yeah.
Oh, that
That's great.
Yeah, so it's been awesome because there's some years that I'm like going out to the high schools and trying to recruit and but it's not even that way anymore. It's like we're getting, and I think that changed too when we started doing online, and we just have so many more that come in, so it's been great. And Liberty Fest, we had just under 120 participants this year, and this is something, you know, I've talked to Linda a little bit about and Ken, and you know, it seems like we get about the same number of participants, and maybe some, I guess you guys probably know a little bit about this, but we get about the same number every year, and so Kristen and I, now that we have the year to get this race together and work on sponsors and different things like that, we really want to try to change it up a little bit and see how we can involve families more and to see if we can get more participants this next year, whether we do, I know some little ideas, like if we did like a kids like bike race and they got to decorate their bikes, or you know, in addition to the 5K, or just, I mean, they're all little things that we're thinking about. We wanted to talk to Parks and Arts and get your ideas too on how we think we could bring more participants in and really get the family and the community all involved in that day, whether, you know, we have a volleyball tournament, you know, after the 5K race, or, you know, anything. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on the top of your mind that have done the race, have liked the race, if there's anything that you would add or any.
One thing that I would just say as you're starting the planning phase, and one thing we've talked a lot about in this group, is to identify your target audience. Previously, I think the target audience has been racers.
Yeah.
And so it's really early in the morning, and it's people who run races. But it's not a huge race. So if it is families, then how does that change? Maybe it's later in the day, or maybe we change marketing a little bit more. But just like identify, like, is this a race for racers, or is this a race for families, or is it for both? And then we've got, because we've had the race before, and then like the 1K, one lap around the park,
right,
before.
Right.
So maybe it's kind of these two targets. Like, we want racers at the first part and families at the second part. So
right.
Just, like, really target the audience. And that's one thing we've been doing with all of our events.
Good. I like that.
I'd second that. I think that to a great degree, it was very, like, with the timer to the exact feet of 5K, right? Like, they had it perfectly down, and, like, it could qualify for points, and they, like, had all these things. But I think a lot of the participants, that wasn't what was important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we ran into this a lot with the Three Kings race, where it was like, this is really awesome, but it's catered to like only
elite
a certain
athletes.
Yeah, elite athletes. And that wasn't what we wanted it to be. And so we've changed and no longer do it. And I wonder if this is something where it's like, if this is going to be a community event, we probably want to rethink how we do it. And if it's not, if it's going to be something that caters to the athletes that run and we want to integrate the schools and do something about it, then I think we want to refocus on that. I think we just need to pick our focus.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of cities and a lot of places. I mean, we already have the fireworks, and we have the car show, and we have the 5K, and so sometimes it's fun. Like, some cities do like an all-day thing where it's like you start in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you have the race, and then you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a breakfast, and then you have a volleyball tournament, and then you can participate in as little as or as much as you want to. Some of those things might be good options, as this is kind of one of our biggest things that we do for the city.
And one thing we've also talked about in here is that small numbers do not mean that that is not a successful event, and to really realize that, like, we want to create these events that build the character of the city, and it
uh-huh.
doesn't mean that every city member participates in the event, but they know that there's a 5K every year, and they see the pictures,
yeah.
and it's part of where they live, and that's worthwhile too.
Yes, agreed.
So,
I
have to excuse myself.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
You're
good. Thanks, Elisa.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And that's pretty much, that's kind of our cap of what we do. And we're excited to work with you guys. I hope that we can better support each other and just be more knowledgeable of what activities we have going on. And we're happy to help with anything that you guys need. And so please let us know if there's anything that we can help with in the future.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think exactly what you're saying. We were doing the Liberty 5K here also, so
uh-huh.
I know some of us were involved with helping that out
yeah.
in the past also.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely overlap here in what we can do to help each other.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about, I don't know who's in charge of the other 5K races.
There's a Halloween 3K.
3K,
yeah.
And who does that?
Right now it's open.
But
it's this committee.
Yes, it is this committee.
Yeah, so we were talking about some of those things, like if you know you guys need help, if we just we take on the races or whatever you guys need, we are happy to help with. So.
And you'll be attending these meetings?
I will, yes.
Great. Yeah, I think that works out really well.
Great.
Are there any immediate things that we should consider working more closely together?
As of right now, I think we're just starting to get ready for Summer Rec. Mm-hmm. Well, soccer will be our next thing.
That's right.
And then Summer Rec. So I think we're just getting going with that stuff.
When does that start, summer or soccer?
Spring. So March. March 28th will be soccer. So everything, registration's open. We're just starting to get going on that.
I had a question, if I'm not jumping in on you. Rachel, Kristen, any thoughts on, like, what your recreation, like, future plans would be, or what you think the city needs as recreation, and like, what are gaps like for your families or in your neighborhoods? Like, what need are we not filling, or are we filling all the needs? I think is one of the questions I've been thinking about this year. Is like, we have different events that. Like the 3K is like a very fun family race. Liberty Fest is like more of a runner's race. We've got concert series. We have like a children's kite festival. We have a children's reading event that like caters to young children. And so as I've like thought about like community events or things that we cater to, like what are the gaps? Who are we not meeting the needs of? And I feel like, which is great because I have a young family, I feel like we meet the needs of a young family very, very well, and maybe that's great. Maybe that's what we want to do. But I don't know if we meet the needs of, like, empty nesters, adults. And I think adding the Master Chorale really helped cater to that, because mm-hmm. now we have a subset of something that really there aren't young children a part of that at all.
Right.
And so that's really good.
I think also, like, the sunset concerts are part of that, because I live, where I live, you know, we're pretty much a lot of empty nesters now. There used to be a lot of kids, and now there's not so many kids there. So, you know, for the sunset concerts, I think the trail series could, you know, this was the first year, right,
mm-hmm.
that we started that.
Yeah.
That would be fun to advertise that more, because we have a lot of hikers and bikers and that in our area. I mean, I like those three things.
Where are we with pickleball? Can I ask?
Yeah. So, quick update on pickleball.
Just, I'm just saying, if we need that need, you know, I know that's been.
Oh, they love that.
Talked about,
yeah.
And we would be happy to help run that.
So the current update as of last meeting is, we're not going to partner with the Utah Athletic facility.
Okay.
And we're not building yet in Mathis, and so I think the current question was, can we move up the Hatch Park redesign to know where we put the pickleball courts so that we could put them in sooner? Even though we don't have the funds to do the whole park, maybe we'd know where we'd put them and put them in right away if that was an option.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you guys were also there, you could comment, but I think kind of the consensus of the council is they really want pickleball, and they really want it done. They don't necessarily know where. And so
okay.
I do think that would be important for us to.
Yeah, the only element I would add is that the city is going.
Yeah.
The city has contracted with a communications firm. Maybe you've heard of Qualtrics. Most people think of surveying when they think of Qualtrics. It's actually more than that. It's a tool for residents to create an account, so that they can actually be part of having input on all kinds of questions. So when someone signs up, they'll say what they're interested in, and whenever the city wants to do some outreach or get some public input, you know, they'll get alerted that there's a portal for them to go and give their input. So if that makes sense, I'm not sure I'm making sense on that one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk like I know what I'm talking about.
So that
mostly
would be available to all the residents?
And that would be available for all the residents. We're just putting that together. And I think one thing that I think I know is that there's a need for pickleball. What I don't know is how big the need is and how that translates into a number of facilities and locations. And so instead of the city just sort of randomly picking, let's do 4 pickleball courts here, let's do 6 pickleball courts over there, mm-hmm. we're gonna try to make a better data-driven decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
the idea anyway, with all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are, I have reached out to our design firm on Hatch Park, and so we're gonna get a proposal from that group that designs our parks, and we are moving that forward as Ryan said, and so that's good. But I do think the city has limited, I mean, you guys are probably sick of hearing that, but we have limited resources, and we just wanna make sure we're making good decisions about what we spend our money on. So I think the council is willing to build pickleball courts. I haven't heard anybody say that we won't build pickleball courts. It's just where and how many. And, you know, Hatch Park is a wonderful place for pickleball courts. We want it to be the central park for the city. So.
Do you have to build them at all other parks if you just have one central location?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Because in Farmington, I think they just have that one.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I think
yeah.
everyone goes down and they...
Yeah, it's... fantastic. And I think one thing we may not, I think we want to avoid having Hatch Park become a pickleball park with nothing else in there. But I don't think we're in danger of that. We're expanding the park. We've purchased a lot of property. It'll be a big park and there'll be plenty of room. I imagine we could put 6 or 8 courts by the time we're done, which is a lot of courts for a city our size. And I'm sure they'd be full.
Yeah.
And if we find that they're really full, then we have other locations where we can do more pickleball, too. So.
Great.
We haven't really talked about leagues. I think there's some people out there who like to do league play, but that's...
Is that where your angle was coming from?
Maybe that's
question.
A little
yeah,
bit
Yeah, I was just wondering
road.
If they were...
Yeah.
Well, if they were coming,
yep.
and if that was something that we should think about in the future.
Yeah,
here.
We haven't really talked about league play, but we certainly could if we had the facilities.
Right.
Can you also share a list of what those classes are that are offered over the summer?
Yeah, I could.
Not now. Like,
but at the council?
Yeah, and then
yes.
I can circulate it, because I think that can help us get a feel for what we feel could be missing.
Yeah.
Or opportunities that we can...
Absolutely.
You have flyers and stuff from last year. Might even be on
yep.
the city website still.
Yeah.
It's in the flyer, right? It's in the newsletter.
It is
right
in the newsletter.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that.
But I will bring that so
yeah.
it's up and everyone can see it.
Yeah, that'll be helpful for us to kind of
we bring
brainstorm.
To this meeting
what,
too.
Yeah,
just the council.
You might want
yeah.
to see.
A lot of fun classes, though. Really, it's so popular.
Yeah.
That summer program.
It's really fun.
Way cool.
Wish some of them were for adults.
I know. We have tried to like.
That's what I'm saying. So
put
like,
some adult classes in there.
Yeah.
We just haven't had a lot of
interest.
Yeah.
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 So I think that's something where we can kind of help.
So we've thought of doing like having like a, you know, like a women's like outdoor workout class while their kids are in their classes. You know, they're out doing a little, you know, popular workout class or doing some things for.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've thought about some things. We just don't know what the numbers are going to be.
This is another area where Qualtrics could help.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think
yeah,
when,
I think
as Ryan mentioned, and I actually like the way that Ryan thinks about. The citizens of the city, we're meeting this demographic, but maybe not this demographic. And so I think as we thoughtfully think about how we're meeting the city's needs, we can ask those questions using Qualtrics as a tool, and we can get some feedback about adults, you know, and
well, I think
what
you
people
see, like,
want.
Adult programs like painting classes at
painting,
night.
Photography.
Yes, photography, yeah.
You know, computer classes, whatever. You know.
French.
Yeah.
Yeah. French class, yeah, totally.
Yeah, those would all be really good options.
I could totally see like an adult pottery class, you know, like, and cater into the arts. I think that's one portion of our group that we've never quite figured out a way to incorporate some sort of visual art the same way. We have performing arts. In the Sunset Concert Series, we've had the really fun city talent show, which I think is a really cool way to incorporate like a performing talent. But I don't think we've ever found a way to like have a statue added to a park or added something, right? Or have an art piece that is commissioned each year that's added to City Hall that we, you know, we grow out some sort of visual art piece or something. And I think that's one thing that over the last 6 years I've really been mulling over is how do we add in some sort of visual art to what we're doing? And I don't know if we incorporate it into a park somehow, that it's like a mural that people can play on, or we cater to that in a way. But anyhow, that's one thing that I've really
been thinking about. For
these classes that you're talking about, like who would be in charge of running these classes?
I don't know. Brainstorming still.
Yeah.
I'm
just wondering, is that something that like recreation could do, you know, with running some different classes like at night or doing different things for adults? Is that something that's in our...
Well, that's a good question. And I always approach these things from, not to jump in and take
your
question, but from, I think once, as I think about the process of getting there, I think once we identify the need, then I think if we can understand the need, then we can, then there's probably lots of solutions that will present themselves.
Right.
And maybe it involves you and Kristen, and maybe it's something else. Maybe it's partnering with the Davis School District that has adult classes too.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, it could be lots of different things that
right.
we haven't thought of. But I think understanding the need is the first step. So it's hard
and you
to talk
said
about
that
solutions.
those first are going out in March. Those.
Yeah, we're trying to get a Qualtrics proposal, proposal to the council. I won't do it without the council's approval.
Right.
But we're putting the groups and questionnaires together right now, so for them to review. So
great.
This is really helpful to me, actually. So.
Good.
Is that something that this committee will be involved with?
If you'd like to be, I think that's probably a good idea when it comes to parks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how old is North Salt Lake City?
How what? Sorry.
Old.
1947.
So
if I remember the history.
So we don't have any, let's see, what big anniversary would that be? I was thinking, you know, like the mural contest or something. I think that would be...
I think that's something that...
Something fun.
Yeah.
Fun to do.
Like a yearly art installation.
Well, there's lots of great history here. There's like the Bamberger Rail line, which goes right to the west of us.
Yeah.
There's this park out here by City Hall is called the... the Veteran Memorial Park, which
right here
at City Hall. So when Ryan talks about statues and monuments, I immediately go to, you know, the veterans. Now Bountiful's doing a very expensive Veterans Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that, but we could put, for a few thousand dollars, we could put a really beautiful monument and a plaque and
right, of all the
names
people
and,
who,
you know,
yeah.
we could do a lot of things for under $10,000.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to that
yeah.
be meaningful in that park.
And maybe this is the wrong way to think about it, but it's the turn of the year. It's like, what are we thinking about? And then Clayton Christiansen, I don't know if you guys know him, you know,
away.
Dean of Harvard Business School, he just passed away, and his whole
mm-hmm.
thing is about, like, what's your legacy? Like, how will you be remembered when you're gone? Like, what's going on? And so I was kind of thinking about the idea of like a senior project, right? In high school, it used to like, the class would give one gift each year to like try to improve something or do something. And I think these are kind of our constant things that we're doing every time, but I'm almost wondering if there's like a one-off, one thing that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Veterans Memorial Park, there's the sidewalk and it has the little like jut outs. Right, there's two of them in there. You think, well, you could have two art installations, you know, one year and one the next year. You could figure out something. Anyhow, we have lots of spots in the city that could use a little bit of beautification that are kind of in.
And that option,
spots.
Like I brought up a little bit before, I did call St. George, got information regarding the pedestals and how they did theirs.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really paying for the pedestals and then the art's donated.
Yep.
So I mean, it's an option with that stuff too.
Yeah, and I think the reason, so did I talk about the St. George art before and tell you about this?
Yeah.
So the reason it works is because it's like a legacy. They've done it every year, and so people know about it. So then the people in that, you know, that space know about it. And I think, I wonder if there's some way we could do it. And maybe it's visual art in another way. You know, the road heading up Eagle Ridge could really use some beautification. On the left side, we have that streetscape that could use a little bit of beautification, and you think maybe we focus on like a beautifying of one location in the city each year instead, and
mm-hmm.
that could be visual, or we could make it artistic in how it's landscaped or something too. So I don't know, I've just been thinking about the arts portion of our mission, and I don't think we've solved that quite yet.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to touch on right now, Julie?
I don't think so. I think we just really need to wait until surveys go out and then kind of see what we need to do from there.
Okay, great. We'll keep in touch with that then, too.
Yes,
yeah.
And we'll plan on bringing that back to this community, too.
Great.
Sharing it with everybody.
Awesome. Okay.
I really don't want to leave anything off.
Right.
You know? We'll make sure everything gets covered.
Perfect. All right. Well, then, thank you, Julie, for sharing that. And then I can send out an email to the group with the list of the rec programs and
great.
Start brainstorming some more.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, so I talked about this last meeting and about us being more proactive in visiting the parks and bringing feedback back to the city about the parks within the city. So I don't know that we need to make assignments right now, tonight. I think that's something I can work with each of you offline. But I did want to go over maybe some questions that we should be asking ourselves while we're at the park. What are we looking for? That way we have kind of a rubric so that while we're at the park we can...
asking the same questions at all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe to help with that, I was kind of researching some stuff with that. And it might be a good Qualtrics type thing as well. Like New York City has done like surveys where they basically grade out their parks like that. And there's a bunch of criteria. I could find it and send it to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like rated playgrounds, rated like shade structures. Like they rate all sorts of different things, you know.
And they rate like the quality or the... how fun it is,
right? Like, yeah, or cleanliness. They get
right.
They get into a bunch of different things, but I mean, we've kind of done that on our own time, kind of figuring out where we're at as far as a lot of that stuff too. But I mean,
okay, that'd be really
your guys'
helpful.
Input would
yeah.
be pretty cool.
Are there any parks just off the top of our heads that you want to visit before our next meeting? I think Hatch Park's a big one, so.
Will we have the questions and that ready? To
yeah, I'd like to. And even if we don't have like specific criteria figured out.
Just to walk around and
yeah,
see what...
Just it, and maybe questions will come to mind while we're there, the observations.
I can do any park.
Are there any closer by?
Well...
to your house or...
I'm really close to Tunnel Springs. But I mean, you've talked a lot about that one already.
Well, I'm just up the street, so I mean, I could do Hatch Park, or they've just done
Deer Hollow.
Did you say Tunnel Springs
on 89?
They're putting lights in, right?
Yeah.
Putting
Mathis
in.
Park.
Not
no, not Mathis Park.
Okay.
Do you want to do Tunnel Springs? Just to start
yeah,
out?
I can do Tunnel Springs
it's got
or
the new
that,
fence.
Or Deer Hollow. I passed
Mathis.
That
is
multiple
that
times
Mathis?
Today.
Okay.
Well, I
what
saw
you,
the
Kristen?
Address. 4th East.
Do we have any parks that have lights on the field?
Okay.
I'll
take a look at, I know we did some stuff in Mathis, but I can go to Mathis this month.
Did you want everybody to go to a different park each time? Or
yeah.
Did you want all of us to go to one?
No, we all go
about it?
I think if we all go to different ones, we can get more.
And then rotate through?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost wonder if you just build out an assignment for the... few
and
months.
Just
yeah.
I'll just know.
Okay.
Oh, this
yeah,
month I'm going to hit these
too.
Two
yeah.
or whatever.
Which one do you want to start with? Because then I can do that.
Well, I just live off Orchard and just north of Center, so I'm not too
yeah.
too far away.
Palmquist and Hatch?
Yeah.
Do you want to do Palmquist?
Okay.
Cool. I know we've done some visits to these already, but just to start somewhere, right? Okay. And then if you can get me some of those questions that you found.
Yeah, it's just all singular.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And I'll share that out. That'd be awesome. Any other comments on that or ideas around that? I think the more feedback we can bring in to have a little more impact on what I think is expected of us. So. Okay.
I almost wonder if we do an email, like, brainstorm that we're all on, that you're shooting off the questions or something.
So we're all on.
I think I'll have
a
bunch when I'm thinking it through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I take it by you being here tonight, you're going to be on this again this year.
I'm on
awesome.
For the year.
Awesome.
Love it.
I'm way excited.
All right. Let's go through the event updates real quick if there's anything. I'll start out the Sunset Concerts. We have it on March 21st, and that'll be a classical focus. We'll probably do it here and get a piano in here again. And
inside here?
Yeah.
Do these go up on those signs?
Yeah.
Okay. Has this already been...
Have the signs been updated with
the
this year's?
The signs
year?
Updated
yes.
till April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some new ones.
Yeah, I did
thought
too,
I saw some. I was driving...
Because we were just wondering, like, if we could get recreation put on there, too.
Yeah. I think that's
sure.
a great idea.
Okay.
Sally sent out
them,
the...
Like, in March.
Okay.
Awesome.
Do you have information from recreation to get those up there? Or do we need to provide you with some dates?
It probably just want like registration information, right?
Yeah.
It's
have
like
you seen
it's, there's
it?
No
yeah.
way we can put like all the events.
No,
on
all the classes on the sign.
Yeah.
That's what they look like now.
Yeah. And so we're just like if we could have like soccer, you know, or
I know,
you know summer rec.
Yeah,
or
summer rec and soccer. It like doesn't even have dates. Or just like a month or something listed.
Right, usually it's just like...
Spring soccer or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Spring soccer.
Or we have just like soccer registering now.
Yeah.
And so something
it's
like
generic.
that people know.
I wish they're even bigger.
I know. They're so cool.
They're big. They're huge. But then like you get... They're just... I wish
on the faster roads you can't read them. They're
yeah,
too small.
Too much information on them.
I know there's a lot. And there's
yeah,
a lot
you have
of
to
slides.
Down.
That's the one thing I noticed. I was like, man, we've got so many awesome events. Which I think is partly what we want it to do, is just be like,
right.
we live in this awesome place. But then it's like, well,
but
I read one of those 18.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why
yeah.
I asked Sally, will you please send those out so I can see what I'm reading?
How often do you update them?
Yeah, quarterly, essentially.
They're bigger.
Yeah.
Are they,
it's nice.
Do they have, like, the full year?
No. Which is because it's already
that's
too much.
No,
it's already 12.
So
probably too much.
They only have
yeah.
a quarter's worth of information. More
it
or less.
Goes
so
till
last
May.
Till May.
May 25th.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Splash Pad Open was on there.
I think that's the last.
And it's like
okay.
we tried to do a real simple, just icons and stuff, but it's still probably too small and too much information.
Yeah.
Still.
I like it. They look nice. The bigger.
But it's
size
still better
too.
Than us switching out banners every other.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, this has been bugging me all night. The 5K.
Ken can hear this. It's going to be on the road.
That's okay. So this year, it is if we do it like we've always done it, it's the Saturday before the 4th,
yeah.
which the 4th is on a Saturday. That usually gets us maybe 50 to 60 people normally that I've seen in the past. Sometimes it was 30 to 40.
Because it's a week before?
It's
a
week
before.
Yeah, we were wondering about that as well.
But
so, I
okay.
I don't know the answer there, but
okay.
it unless you can really go out there and motivate.
Yeah.
That's a good call out. That's something we can definitely discuss as we plan it.
Would you change it to the 4th?
I probably would, personally, because the 4th, people want to do something.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why we feel like if it was on the 4th, we could have, like, some other activities.
What else
yeah.
happens
yeah.
on the 4th?
Yeah.
Nothing. We have the fireworks on the 3rd, and the 2nd
that's
is the car show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The day
does
before.
Does that sound right? 2nd?
Yeah, the 9th.
So all these activities could build up to then the 4th can
yeah.
have an awesome activity, too.
The one nice thing is that, I mean, the reason we do fireworks on the 3rd is so that we didn't compete with everybody else, and that the city staff wouldn't have to work on the 4th, right? Because otherwise they would work every 4th doing our fireworks, right? And so that was one thing I really liked, is like, yeah, our city staff has a extremely stressful 3rd, and they get done working about 3 a.m., 4 a.m., right?
Some of them.
Yeah, when are you done cleaning up the park? It's like 4 a.m., I swear. You guys are out there forever. But then you don't have to work on the 4th.
Whatever you guys think.
That would be really hard.
Then I think it'd be really hard to have any staff work until like 2, 3 a.m. on
and
the
3rd. And then turn around and do
it. And then try to turn around and do a race. I think that
that's
would be
true.
That would be very tough.
And I think we could pull it off if we had to. I think, honestly, I think probably the bigger problem is there's just so many different other events, parades and things that are going on that day.
Yeah.
What about the other day?
That's true, too.
The morning of.
That's the fireworks.
That's
what I was
You know, I have thought about that, too, because if we did, like, an event on Friday, because most people are off on Fridays, on the Friday before, and I, like, so.
It's observed on the 3rd.
Yeah.
I would go for it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we could really get the word out, and that's what we're working on this year, is just doing that and getting sponsors and trying to make it a really fun
having
event.
Having it on the 3rd. You could even
promote
it at the car show.
See,
before.
Because I
yeah.
think that's great, because I think, you know, it's like it builds up, and then it's like you do this in the morning, and the fireworks show's at night, and there's maybe something else during the day, and so it's like an all-day activity for our city.
Does that make it any less of a burden on the city employees?
That's my biggest question.
Just adding the
have it on the 3rd.
Yeah, because that's like it's just moving where the burden is, right?
Yeah, that would.
Well,
but it's is it
pretty,
early? And I guess
we're
not.
Pretty good at setting it up now. We do a lot the day before.
Day before
these
the
guys
show,
might.
Though,
I
that'd
think
be
we could. I think we could do it. We have advertised it already, though. Is
as the
27th.
Yeah.
Would you rather do it the morning or the next day? Like, what would you prefer? Get it all done with and have one long
that's
day?
It's just a long day for us anyway. We're going to be here. I think we could, especially with you guys helping, that made it nicer for us. I mean, we still set up all the course and set up a lot of stuff there. I don't know, TJ. I think we could probably pull it off, don't you?
But that's a good point, because the night before is
we're at the car show all night.
Yeah. So being able to set up for the next morning when
we snowplow.
Those hours
aren't really like, I mean, a lot of guys are just used to it, so I don't think it's like,
well, and guys are expecting to work that day, so I'd have a problem with it on the 3rd.
Yeah.
27th off.
I think you can make it work.
And then we're not competing with a lot of the other cities that are doing the 4th of July runs, because they've got like Centerville and South Davis. And
all the parades and all the... What?
Yeah.
If it is a Friday, though, do you think there's enough people off to come?
Yeah.
It is
so.
A Friday. So.
The observed? It would be a one-off change for us to think about. Would we have enough time to make the decision in our next meeting? Like, what if we all went... and like asked our neighbors, like contacted people, tried to do like informal surveys I could ask on like the Foxborough page and the North Salt Lake page on Facebook, and we could just see like, do you have, you know, do you have July 3rd off? And
should we do the run on the 27th on the 3rd?
On the 3rd.
Yeah, because it just seems so far off from everything else.
It's 27th, but I don't.
We're early enough.
We
could
put
it
on
it.
There that nothing's etched in stone.
Yeah,
you know, there's stuff that'll change things.
It'd be kind of like the 1 year that it would work, because
normally
if the 4th was on the Friday, we couldn't do it in the morning of Thursday. Everybody's still working, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like our one chance to do it.
And try it.
We
out.
Could try it out.
Yeah.
I think we should survey it out and see, just like informally with us, and find out as much information as we can, and report back. Even if we email in, maybe you could send out a group email. And we'll include Ron's stuff on it, and then when we get our new members, which I'll update on, and we could just start communicating on what people are saying.
5K on the question is 5K on the 27th or the 3rd?
Or the 3rd.
And we can decide that next
Saturday
month.
The 27th or Friday the 3rd.
Yep. Okay.
Some ways I think it'd be easier for us.
Yeah.
You wouldn't work on that Saturday before.
We have staff here, actually. Because
then you get the Saturday off before, too.
But,
okay.
It's assuming we can get everybody to come in that day.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so real quick to run down.
Everyone's usually here that around that time anyway.
Should we add this back to our event?
I'm going to bring it up tomorrow morning anyway.
No,
cause
I think we're okay.
Pretty much everybody will be on Friday.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so Sunset Concert, March 21st. That's classical. Kite Festival. Any notes at this point?
No, I haven't thought about it.
Okay. Summer Trail Series. I think we can discuss that more.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out with the new people, mm-hmm. like who we're gonna get and what their interest might be to sign out. I did have an idea on the Summer Trail Series of like which trails we haven't hit, but we can talk about that later.
Can I ask with the Kite Festival? I know that we have soccer game that day,
mm-hmm.
and we had it canceled last year.
Because
is that,
of the festival?
Yes, and they were like, you really didn't need to do that. Do you care if we're if we have a soccer game and the Kite Festival's going on at the same park?
No,
because
that
work?
Field is big
it's
enough.
Huge. That's
yeah,
why I was
and
like...
And they only use... I mean, there were some kids that went off, but they were only using that one section.
Yeah.
No, that's why I
think
it's
bringing
more people.
That's what I was going to say. It'll probably feed
mm-hmm.
more into
yeah.
it also.
Because
we also had food trucks there and stuff that would... interest
yeah.
parents of if they didn't want to
yeah.
do the kite they food I mean
we got the soccer kids
yeah.
coming after so
yeah
exactly. yeah so yeah
okay great
totally leave it there
okay
cool. Yeah, so Summer Trails will hold off to see if we have an appointment.
Okay,
Master Corral.
Well, I think everyone heard Brent's wish list at the planning session we had.
Yes.
So when I saw him last week I said we were meeting and I'm like, okay, what realistically are you interested in? And his number one goal is a grand piano at our concerts.
Yeah, I think that's
something. Pretty much what it is. So he said if we could do it at all three, that would be awesome. If not, the Christmas one for sure, then the one in May next, and then March, the third choice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I knew what the final budget is for.
I think that's something that I'll have to get more clarity around, maybe
okay.
with Ken, with that
yes.
Around how our budget will
yeah.
officially work moving forward. Because
didn't you tell me it was about $700-$800?
Yeah, I think it was, I think we had it, we got it at six. But I wonder if I go to him and say, hey, we plan on doing it.
These three maybe give us a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
get us a deal.
Yeah, Brent has a hard time spending any money other than for that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But,
I think that that's reasonable.
Yeah, if that's all we're spending on it, like if we were supporting the building, right, to the location,
yeah.
and then
mm-hmm.
renting the grand piano for the actual
yeah,
concert.
Yeah, I don't know why he feels that we can't produce the copies of the music for people, or I mean, you know, we don't have to. Like, he'll send us that link, and I print it. You know, to come, but he just feels so uncomfortable asking people to do that, but we're getting more members, which is nice.
I think the concert was after our last meeting, right? The
yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
It was a great turnout. I think it was
full,
wasn't
it?
It was
it was pretty full.
To capacity,
mm-hmm.
and it was a great reception.
That's awesome.
Really, really
yeah.
fun event. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, if that's the only...
That's what he said. Those were his biggest priorities, December, May, and
yeah,
March.
I think we might be able to swing that. I'll connect with Ken to get a confirmation.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
And then with NSL Reads, with Naomi being out, that'll be something we'll have to figure out how to cover as a committee right now, at least.
Okay.
And then the Halloween 3K, that might be something we'll... partner with
okay
also
yeah. we'd love to do it.
That could make sense.
I'll talk to Ron.
Yeah,
I wonder if Ron Gordon would be a good fit for the NSL Reads to fill that, so I'll talk to him and see what he wants to do too, and
okay.
we should both reach out to him.
Yeah,
do you know what the turnout is for
NSL Reads?
No, the Halloween 5K.
Oh geez, didn't we say it was close to 200?
Yeah,
so it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good.
Yeah, I was there. So besides it being a beautiful day. I don't know how
what
many.
Was it? Was it like a zombie run? Or
well, yeah, you just dressed up in costume.
Oh, fun.
And
that's something we can ask Lisa. I'm sure she'd have a number.
Yeah.
And we
okay.
did all
yeah.
of them.
Rachel, her and her family won.
It's probably
won,
minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was
some
180.
Of the costume.
Yeah.
Okay. Prizes.
Didn't that would be
sound
really
about
fun
right?
Race.
Did you say about
180? At the, are you talking about the Halloween?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was about 180. I can remember.
Yeah, we had. We were trying to decide because we bought a donut truck. We prepaid donuts for everybody,
uh-huh.
and I think we did 150.
I think so.
And it,
yeah.
and it
we
they,
sold
they
out.
Sold out
yeah.
of what we
yeah.
pre-bought for them, and
which was awesome. People loved that. But it was
and
it
that's
actually,
a good idea.
Yeah.
The one thing that I thought was kind of interesting, and I don't know if it's worth the money, but one thing I really liked was the like step and repeat banner, right?
Oh,
step,
oh,
a step and repeat banner
balloons,
is a place that you
yep.
stand in front of to take a picture.
With all the balloons.
Right?
Uh-huh. So
right.
I had a big North Salt Lake. Here, I'll take.
And
I'll show
I had
you
top
a picture.
Too.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
a photo
300
op.
People.
How many?
300.
300. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And there was
how many years have you
the
done this? The Halloween?
A lot.
Mm,
yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did we start this 2014-13.
This is the 10th
oh,
year.
Don't look at my husband
for
and
this
dog. But it was a big
right?
balloon
not,
arch.
Not
with
no.
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 I know it was some. It was.
So
I don't know if what it was called.
Taken.
Yeah.
Hearts and arts.
Yeah.
But as far
we did that,
as
yeah, we did a balloon arch
because I started
five,
doing minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so that's what it was.
I think my first minutes
that's
were 2014.
Okay.
And that is when they came up with that Halloween 3K. They might have done something Halloween before that. I don't know. I don't remember them saying they did.
Where is
but the it was all a new
just
committee.
Around the park.
Hatch Park.
Just Hatch
just
Park.
The Hatch Park loop.
Three
cool.
times was all
that's
it was,
what
I
did.
Think.
Yeah.
It's not technically a 3K.
Yeah.
It was
wasn't
a 3 lap.
It wasn't
but
a 3 lap.
It's pretty
but
some
it's just, it's around the track, though.
It's just around
yeah.
that
yeah.
Yeah.
little
path.
And
far
they had a storyteller and... Yeah, it was.
I think Elisa might have a. Did Elisa run it this year?
She
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she ran it this year.
She might have a sheet.
Detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. I think that's it for the event side of things. Is that missing anything? Okay. Is there anything from Public Works that you wanted to cover in this meeting?
We put together a slideshow last time we kind of talked. You guys want kind of a briefing on everything?
Yeah.
We kind of tried to give ourselves a little bit of a report card and stuff too, and even things that we've approached, this even rec stuff. I think it's probably better to wait until Gordon's here, until we get
Full
the other
committee.
Positions filled.
And I think in looking through the last meeting's minutes, we talked about having a February or March meeting focus more on like the budget
mm-hmm.
for parks, what we want to propose, right?
February is a perfect time for it, so
yeah.
that we're ready for the.
The
city retreat.
We're still looking at end of March.
Yeah.
So are we meeting the last, still meeting the last Tuesday of every month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So then we'll plan on that to dive
except
into that.
Except for November.
Yeah. Except for November.
November, we do the second Tuesday because
Thanksgiving.
Of Thanksgiving. And then we don't meet in Christmas
December.
Because of the Christmas party.
Yeah. Okay. So then we'll put that on the agenda
okay.
as the main. Topic for the next meeting. Sweet.
Is there anything specific you guys want us to talk about too? Because I think TJ and I ran through a bunch of slides of stuff we've presented before and
yeah.
ideas we've had. I'll throw in some stuff like on the St. George, like that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll look through, I was reading through the minutes earlier this week and there were some specific questions that we wanted to cover in that meeting. So let me look back through and I can shoot you a message with what might be helpful.
I know I've said this before, but I've heard quite a bit, the Orchard Drive project, awesome. People think that looks so nice.
Yeah, it did turn out well.
Yeah,
I need to go.
It's awesome.
I'll do it in 4 years.
You haven't yet? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice, the sidewalk and the rocks
it's
and the trees.
It's bad when you
and
work for a city that you have no idea what it looks
what's
like.
Happening.
Just go home a different way.
I'm going to have to. Take
great.
A grand
tour. Anything else
later.
For tonight that is pressing?
Go Niners.
That's all I got. Great. Great. Any city council?
So we have two seats to fill. So one's my appointment, which I'll be looking for right away. And then I'm going to track down who the other appointment is that needs to be filled. So for Naomi's seat. And so my goal is to have both of those filled. So in the February meeting, we have a full house.
Yep.
And we're ready to go. So that's my big objective this week.
Perfect.
Tackle for us.
Okay. Great. I don't have any other topics to cover. Is there anything from anyone else? Our numbers have dwindled here. Okay.
I think so.
We're official.